Donald Trump is still angry that he lost the 2020 presidential election. And on the weekend, he unleashed his rage, now directed at the U.S. Constitution. Do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? He posted on Truth Social. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Trump has made bombastic statements in the past, but that a former president would call for the suspension of the Constitution was, according to a Biden spokesman, an anathema to the soul of our nation. Incoming House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries described it as extraordinary.
I thought it was a strange statement, but the Republicans are going to have to work out their issues with the former president and decide whether they're going to break from him and return to some semblance of reasonableness or continue to lean into the extremism.
Trump has appeared to embrace extremism since announcing he's launching a third bid for president. In recent weeks, he hosted Nazi sympathizers at Mar-a-Lago and said, as president, he'd pardon rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol. The developments have alarmed some moderate Republicans who now question whether Trump should be the party's presidential nominee.
I vehemently disagree with the statement that Trump has made. Trump has made, you know, 1,000 statements in which I disagree. People certainly are going to take into consideration a statement like this as they evaluate a candidate.
You got to accept exact fact from fantasy, and fantasy is that we're going to suspend the Constitution.
But how will Trump's Make America Great Again supporters respond? Will they see his attack on the Constitution as crossing a line, or will they follow him across? Ultimately, it is up to the Republican voters to decide who will be their party's next presidential nominee. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.